Well, I had several out-of-body experiences. You know, I witnessed from above the chaplain giving me last rites. And there were other times when I watched them operating on my body in the medical sick bay area. And, you know, the awareness is lucid clarity of self without a body. I was very curious about my awareness, looking at my body down below, and I was completely fine. My commentary on it was I had no particular desire, one way or the other, whether they were going to revive me or not. I knew I was totally fine.
A lot of people who go through a near-death experience and who have a similar experience that you've described, like an out-of-body experience and looking down at what's happening to their physical self when they go through such a traumatic experience, some people frame it in, you know, a religious context or a spiritual context. Did you have anything like that, that you were able to frame it at? I mean, how did you understand what had happened when you were recovering then from that?
That is a most interesting question in the way you framed it. I was raised essentially Christian. That was the succession of...
Okay, to sit back just a little bit. Go ahead.
That was the succession of boarding schools and foster home that I was in. But to answer it more specifically, did I have a frame of reference to observe what was going on? I would say no. I don't recall having a contextual framework to evaluate or understand what was going on. However, when I was four, I had an epiphany, a revelation. I was all by myself. I was on a tricycle in my foster home, and I had a distinct sense that I was here in this life. That was precipitated by a voice, a soundless voice in my head, very clear words. And the words were, "What is this place?" And it was an awareness of being here in this life that was, in my view, intellectually beyond a four-year-old's understanding of the context of being alive in a body.
How did what happened to you on that aircraft carrier, that near-death experience, how did that impact your life?
Now you're digging into a lot of layers of awareness. Over the years, studying psychology and being an artist part-time in business, what I think is the most prevalent awareness since my near-death experience is what I would call our human nature, that it is infinite. You know, and I think for me as a kid, pretty dependent on outside authority, I was aware of following rules and even breaking rules, but I saw other people and they seemed to be all kinds of people, different races, different professions, different colors. The nature of the 60 years since my near-death experience is that our very existence is creative, that it's difficult to look at creativity as something that you can do in a intentional way, that our entire consciousness of awareness is creative, and there's nothing outside of that.